Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Yes, this is Amy.
Hi, my name is Darkness. I'm calling about the Conehead situation.
The what?
The Conehead thing. I'm pregnant with a Conehead, and I think that you might be involved. I'm with Cone. Do you hear me?
Hey, I've got some. Yeah, you're pregnant with a Conehead, and you might be involved. Go away.
No, you might be. I know I'm involved. I got the cone in me. Are you there?
What is this about?
This is, I'm with Cone, and I think you might have something to do with it. Like a traffic cone
this?
Or a street cone. My name's Darkness.
Oh. Who is this?
I'm your old friend.
You're my old friend from where?
From Massachusetts. Taxachusetts, a lot of people call it. Am I right?
Yeah. Who is this again?
Darkness.
Darkness.
Your old friend. I think you put this cone head in me if I'm going to just be up front with you. Is this your doing? Do you do this a lot to people? Amy.
Who is this?
Darkness.
No, what's your name?
Amy. You're Amy. I'm Darkness. I'm the one with the cone head. Amy, I'm with Cone, and I'm really concerned about it. You're going to pay my medical bills when I get this thing cut out of me, because it's not coming out the right way.
Interesting. Interesting. How did you get my number?
It was on the bulletin board.
What bulletin board?
At the bank.
Which bank?
TD Bank.
TD Bank. Interesting.
Yeah. So are you going to take care of my medical bills, or is that just, you're just going to leave me with that too?
I think I'm going to leave you with that.
No, you can't. You can't. I'm going to take you to small claims court, because this is a very small cone head.
Okay.
Small cones court. You're going to be reporting to a judge about it.
Okay.
So I'm going to serve you. Myself, I'm going to come and I'm going to serve you your papers, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I love you.
Okay.
This doesn't change how I feel about you.
Okay.
I mean, maybe, you know, if you play your cards right, you could put another cone head in me if you play your cones right. So, how's that?
Okay.
How's that grab you?
I don't know how that grabs me. I'm trying to figure out who this is.
I told you.
Because you know my name. Who is this?
Darkness?
No, your real name.
That's my real name.
Okay. Well, maybe you should have your lawyer call my lawyer about the small cone court.
I represent myself in cone court.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to, then you should be calling my lawyer, not me.
All right. What's his info or her info?
You know, you should have it if you're representing yourself. You can look that up in the courthouse tomorrow, Monday morning.
You can give it to me now. It'd be quicker. We can just get the ball rolling on this whole thing.
How did you get my number?
From PayPal.
How would you get my number from PayPal?
You tell me. You put it on there. Listen, I'm having this cone head one way or another. Do you want to be a part of this cone's life? Or?
No, I don't think that I do.
Okay, well, I guess that settles it.
Okay, you have a good evening.
All right, we'll settle it in court.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Hey, Russell, you're on with Stone Cold Steve Austin down here at the Broken Skull Ranch. What?
What?
Having a swig of beer for the working man.
Yeah. Am I Stone Cold in this scenario, too?
Fuck you. You ruined it.
This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by...
A swig of beer for my old lady, for she is with Cone.
I like that one because You could mean like she's with Cone, like she's got a cone that she's gonna give birth to.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But it could also mean like I also heard it as like she's with God.
No.
But like Cone being God. Cone
no,
God.
No, not that.
She is with Cone.
She
now.
Is with Cone.
Okay.
Like she is pregnant with a cone.
Okay.
Yeah. So I watched Coneheads the other day. So this guy, I'm gonna be talking about it a whole lot.
Oh, okay.
What number episode is this? What is the show called, actually?
What's the show called? Just let me do my thing.
What's the show?
This show?
Yeah.
It's called Cool Parents Podcast.
That's right.
And I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Cone.
And we've got a real stone cone show for you today.
Yep.
Gentlemen.
I made something earlier.
What?
Yeah. Speaking of what you just said.
I'm proud of you. Whatever it is.
Well, it's not great, but it's okay, it's still...
As long as you tried your best.
I didn't try my best. It's a working in progress here, but nice.
Okay, yeah, that is... hold it up to the camera.
Yeah, we got
pretty good.
Stone Cone Steve Austin.
That's a Stone Cold Steve Austin with a cone head.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That's pretty good stuff.
It's pretty clever.
And you know why you're doing that.
Why is that?
Because this is episode 316.
What?
Steven.
So it's allowed today.
Austin. No.
Oh, it's happening.
That the what thing? I've got to draw the line.
It's going down.
It's just so.
Swig a beer for the working man. What?
Yeah.
What?
It's cold beer. Oh, God. I hate. What a weird. Oh, gross. Gross.
You're just uncultured.
I guess. Maybe that's. Yeah, that must be it.
Yeah. You swine.
I feel. Is that something he says too?
What?
Calls people swine?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, uncultured swine. I get it.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I get it. Okay. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like IPA beer. I don't like beer really at all. But how's Stone Cones taste? It tastes like sweat.
It tastes good.
Does it taste like rattlesnake venom?
I like it. I bought it. I found this out in the wild the other day. Yeah? It's a borderline beverage down the road.
Broken Skull, Ice Cold Beer.
Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA.
Ice Cold Beer on the house.
Yeah, El Segundo Brewing Company. That's the bottom line. I mean, my wife watching Coneheads in my theater the other day down at the Broken Skull Ranch. No. What?
It makes me feel slimy every time I hear it. Like, I feel yucky.
That's too bad.
It's sticky.
It's too bad. This is episode 316, baby. We got to...
I know.
You got to learn to love it. Today is the day.
I'm not going to learn to love it, but I'll be a little more lax on my Stone Cone rules.
I'm just going to double down on it.
I know you are.
From now on.
Yeah.
Just, yep.
Yep.
Warren suggested I do the entire podcast of Stone Cold. I was like, he's not going to go for that.
No.
He's like, I know, but it would be legendary.
I'd just turn it off and go to bed.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said we probably just wouldn't end up doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah. It would have been legendary.
I don't know about that. Anyway, we got a good show planned. I got a bunch of new shit to try. New segments to try. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But first, let's do an old segment before we get into the new ones. This is Listener Questions, and it's called, Can I Ask You a Question, B?
Yeah.
So if you got questions for us to answer, we're happy to answer them for you. We do know about it. Whatever it is, we know all about it, and we're going to tell you all about it.
We're professionals.
We're professionals at...
And professors.
Podsplaining.
Yeah.
Because if you say it on a podcast, it's just the truth.
Yeah. Take it as gospel.
Yeah. Just that's why Joe Rogan is the Pope.
He's
the podcast Pope.
Some kind of Pope.
Pope? So how about this? I sent you the questions.
No, you didn't.
What? You want to ask them?
Sure.
Because I got a whole bunch of other segments, so may as well throw you one.
Yeah.
How's that grab you?
Great.
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, this first one comes from Tom.
Thomas?
A listener by name of Tom.
Right.
Why are there two types of screws?
How many?
Two.
Types of screws.
Screws. I know why.
There are a lot more than two, first
I know,
of all.
I know that.
But why?
There didn't used to be.
Really?
They used
it
to.
It started with just one. Which one started?
It used to be the universal screw.
Which one was that?
And then big screw.
Screwed everything up.
They screwed it all up. They were the first ones. They were the first ones to break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like iPhone where they you know, every time they give you a different charger and all that shit.
Yeah.
That's what Big Screw did.
Planned obsolescence.
Yeah. Screw, screwed, screw.
Who screws the screw screwer is what they should be asking.
Wow.
Wow. It really makes you think.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should.
But yeah, greed. Greed is the answer why there are two types of screws.
I thought it was just for representation's sake, because the guy who invented the first screw,
yeah,
which was the flathead screw, he was like, you know, I got a buddy. He hasn't had the best year.
Yeah.
He's going through a divorce. His dick don't work no more.
Yeah, he's got some Balta dick.
Yeah, he's just not doing great, and he could really use a pick-me-up right now. I'm going to make him his own screw. New, brand new screw. His name's Philip. So we called it the Philip screwdriver.
Yep.
It's the same as my screw, but with another line. So.
Yeah, the answer is greed.
But the answer isn't that simple, is it?
Yeah, it is.
What? Why?
Greed.
Greed?
Money. You know?
But then why? It's the root of all. But then why is the Philips so much better?
That was the standard. That was the original.
What?
Yeah.
And then they made it worse?
Yeah.
With the flathead? Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of screws.
That's a conspiracy if I've ever heard one. They're trying to fuck with us. They're trying to keep us dumb.
They are.
Big screw. So that's your answer.
Yeah.
Tom.
Do you want me to ask the next one? You want to do it?
But you ask them all, because I got a bunch of segments. I said.
Okay, sure. This one comes from Reggie. Yep. From Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah. That's right around San Antonio.
It's pretty close. Yeah. And Reggie says,
Reggie.
What's the white dots in plant? He says, what's the white dots in plant dirt? What?
No.
Yeah. Swinging beer for the working man, watching Coneheads out here. Chris Farley being awful forward with that gal. Lucky Beltar didn't rip his throat out. You know Beltar?
No, I don't.
You don't watch Coneheads?
I think I was afraid of it when I was a kid.
I was very afraid of it as a kid.
Those are spooky fuckers.
My dad showed me that movie when I was like 3 or 4 years old.
They were just like, why are they shaped like that?
For fun. It's just what they are shaped like on their planet. When I was watching Dune.
It doesn't make sense.
When I was watching Dune yesterday, there was a ship that looks awfully familiar, looks awfully similar to the Conehead ship.
And was it really, just because of
it's really hoping.
Recency bias? Like, because you just saw the Conehead?
No, it looked very similar. It was pretty close.
All right. You think Denis Villeneuve did that on purpose?
He might have, yeah. I was just really hoping that midway through the movie, the Coneheads would show up.
Yeah, and start spitting everywhere, giving up their moisture.
Spitting? No.
That's what they do.
So I know. I know that's what they do in Dune, but the Coneheads, they're there to conquer. They're not there to...
Make friends?
No.
What?
No.
The Coneheads are a very violent extraterrestrial race.
They are.
They're war driven.
That's right.
And they're absolute tyrants, the Coneheads.
So when I was going to see Dune the other day, I was talking to Warren about it, and he said,
what he said?
He said he tried to watch the first Dune, and he said that there's just too much lore for him, and he didn't really care for it. It just never
care
hooked
for
him.
Much, does he?
He does. He does. He cares for a lot.
Okay.
But it was just the lore and stuff. He was like, yeah, you know. He's like, take a movie like Coneheads, where, you know, you put the aliens in our territory. You know, like, he's eating the toilet paper. And you know he's not supposed to be doing that, but he doesn't. You know, he's playing by your rules. That's why the Coneheads works. They're in your environment.
It's fish out of water.
Right. He's like, when you're watching Dune, you're the alien. And I said,
wow.
I said, wow. That's deep.
Yeah, that really changes things.
And honestly... I watched Coneheads the other night, and then I watched Dune the night after. I prefer Coneheads. I'll take Coneheads.
What if they had Alf come?
Ooh, that's tough.
Onto Arrakis.
I think that would make for a better movie.
You think?
Yeah. He'd conquer the worm.
Alf would conquer the worm. Ooh, that just gave me an idea. Fuck this Dune trilogy. Let's get another Dune trilogy with Rob Zombie. In the helm.
Well, we can remake it afterwards. But I think that in
did he get 3 movies for Halloween before they rebooted it? No.
He got 2. He was supposed to get a 3rd.
I know. But now's the time for him to get it with Dune. and he's going to cut Denis short.
Yeah.
Because people want to find out if he can really conquer the worm.
I think that the ultimate crossover would be Dune and Coneheads. And I think it should happen.
What about fucking Mork from Ork?
He's passed on.
Well, you can CGI.
No, I don't like that. It's disrespectful. What's the white dots in plant dirt?
Oh, yeah. Salt.
Calcium is what I was going to say.
Bones?
Yeah.
It's ground up bones?
No, it's just ground. It's just,
raw calcium.
It's from history.
No, it's salt.
You think so?
Yeah. That's why bugs are so salty when you eat
them. That's why they need water all the time.
Right. They're dried out.
Because of salt.
Right. And that, it's, again, it's greed is the answer. Once again,
greed.
Because big soil manufacturers are putting salt in the dirt to make your plants thirstier to drink their plant food products.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's a stone cold fact. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's greed. So, do you know the government's trying to dry you out with fluoride in the water?
They're trying to turn me into a fossil.
They are, yeah. They're trying to turn you into a mummy.
This next one is from, this is from Sean in Rollinsford.
Okay.
He says, why is life so unfair?
Wow.
I'll tell you why.
Why come? That's a good question.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Greed.
That's it. You're right.
Inequality.
It's greed.
Income inequality.
Which all comes from greed.
Which is, it all goes back to greed.
I didn't mean to say that like that, but I'm going to stick with it. It's about greed.
It's true.
Yeah, it's greed.
Yeah, I know it is.
Because some fucking guy.
There's one guy.
Who just wants everything.
Yeah, and he has everything.
Yeah, but he wants everything else too.
I mean, there's a few guys that have
fucking get over yourself
every day. Look, there's some fellas out there that could solve the world's problems every single day.
Yeah,
and they just choose not to.
Right.
You know why?
Greed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Elon, the color of money. Right.
This is a conversation I had with my dad on the phone the other day.
Elon could save so many lives, but he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You don't fucking care.
I talk to my dad for an hour on the phone generally about once a week, maybe sometimes twice.
Okay.
And he's been really going off on billionaires lately.
Fuck billionaires.
I know. He hates them.
They're prick. Like, just the fact that you exist, it makes you a prick.
Yeah.
Because you're keeping all that money.
He does not care for that Elon Musk.
Nobody. Does anybody like him? Like, honestly?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like him.
There are? Mm-hmm. They're Joe Rogan type people? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, I choose not to acknowledge their existence.
Well, they exist, and there's a lot of them.
Well, that's scary and unfortunate.
Well, when you work in a barbershop, you hear a lot of things.
True, yeah.
You know? Well, got a little more tolerance for him.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't like it. I say, I'm not a Joe Rogan guy. Well, you know, let's talk about Coneheads.
Yeah.
You ever seen Coneheads?
Oh, Elon Musk.
Elon Cone. Look, I'll crush his fucking blunt skull. I will.
Good. This you know what? One. That's how Stone Cold can redeem himself in my eyes.
He doesn't need to redeem himself.
To me, he does.
You need to redeem yourself to Stone Cold. You should be begging for his forgiveness for ever saying an unkind word about him.
No.
He's the greatest.
I'd give him a fucking lozenge. That's what I'd do.
He doesn't need it.
I'd hose him down. That's the best I can do. I hit him with a fire hose.
He doesn't need your charity. And this last one is from Zay.
Okay. Zay Bebe.
I don't know where they're from, but they said, what celebrity is most definitely a serial killer and has not been caught yet and why?
Elon Musk.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of greed.
Due to greed. Well, no, not like that. That doesn't count as murder in the United States. That's just a part of everyday life.
What, killing people with...
third party killing people. Like, you're not technically killing them, but you are killing them.
You're neglecting to not kill them.
Right.
Right. Right.
Wow. Army Hammer. He's kind of been caught, but...
He's been caught.
Well, no, he hasn't. Not for the murders.
That's true.
Just for the cannibalism.
Yeah.
And he's not in jail, right?
He never ate nobody.
I thought he wanted to.
He said, he was talking about it.
Oh. Yeah, he did.
And he claims that it was just a big role play. But he was a freaky, weird creeper before that, too.
Was he?
Yeah, let's not get into Army Hammer other than he has the best name ever that's just going to waste now because he's a fucking perv.
Yeah.
We could have had an Army Hammer. He was going to be Batman.
Yeah, I'm glad he was. It was George Miller, right?
Yeah.
Did Justice you see League, the Furiosa Justice trailer?
Dark. Yeah.
Me too. Fuck yeah. It was on Dune.
I'm psyched for that shit.
I'll see it.
Fury Road is the best action movie ever made in my mind, without question.
It's no cliffhanger, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's all your questions answered. Greed is the answer to all of your questions.
Greed really is the root of all our problems.
It's true.
I think we got to work on that.
As a people.
Well, no, I mean, most of the people, you know, there's only a few people that need to work on it, and they just need to just fucking make it rain, baby.
Just give me it.
Elon, we'll forgive you.
You can give it to me and I'll distribute it.
Look, we'll forgive you if you fucking just pay for health insurance and give us all cone heads.
Yeah, right.
I want a morph. Yeah. And he can make that happen. He has the money to make that happen.
You want a morph?
I want to turn into a cone head.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want a morph.
Yeah, there's enough money there so everybody in America could get the plastic surgery to turn into
Not plastic surgery. No.
What is it? Like,
it's realizing our full potential and becoming cone heads.
Oh, you're talking about like transcending.
That's what I'm getting at.
Wow.
Well, we don't have to worry.
Transhumanism.
You know? Yeah, like we don't have to worry about anything. That's the thing. It's like cone heads.
Trans cone headism.
Cone heads are just future humans. You ever think about that?
That's them in the gimbal footage. They're visiting from another dimension.
What's that?
The Tom DeLonge UFO footage.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that doesn't look like a conehead ship, but.
What's a conehead ship look like?
A cone.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cone.
I love that movie.
What if we
should do a commentary on coneheads. Conan Terry.
Conan Terry. And then we could do one on Conan the Barbarian, too.
Conan
Terry.
No.
You know,
And then we could watch Conan O'Brien Can't Stop.
What about the fly? If we got one of those machines, put you in there with a street cone.
Yeah. A street cone named Desire.
Named Desire, yeah. You'd come out and you'd be a cone head.
A street cone named Belthar. I think that's his name, right?
I don't fucking know.
Belthar? I believe that's his name. Let me just double check here. Mr. Conehead's wife scared the fuck out of me when I was a kid.
Mrs. Conehead?
Mrs. Conehead. Beldar.
Beldar.
Not Belthar. Beldar. Look, we don't need a Conehead sequel, all right? And that's the beauty of it. Leave perfection alone. Did you watch the Beetlejuice trailer?
I did. Didn't tell me much. I won't judge it based on that, but...
You know what I judge?
Tim Burton? Just in general?
Yeah. No, just what I didn't like about that trailer, to their credit, I think they recreated everything very nicely. That was cool. You know?
Yeah, visually? Yeah.
With that, whoa. I got a problem with one of the visuals. Because when they show all the characters, it's just like a new thing in movies that I really don't like.
But?
Like, all of them, actually, because when they show Beetlejuice as well, it's the same fucking thing. They all look like wax statues. They don't look like real people. Did you notice that? Like in modern movies, like when I saw Winona and fucking, especially Catherine O'Hara, when they popped up on the screen, like they looked like wax figures. They didn't look like,
because they have people. A shitload of makeup on.
I know, but it's just like with the ultra HD and stuff. Like, I just don't, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Yeah. I mean, I can look past that pretty easily myself,
You know what's missing from modern movies? Huh? You know what's missing?
What?
Balls.
Yeah, everything different. No balls in my movies no more. And I think it's reflective of the pussification of America, you know?
Yeah. It's on its way out.
No more balls.
We're getting hard, dude.
Yeah, we're getting hard again.
Yeah. Fucking
make America hard again.
Cymbalta's finally out of our goddamn system collectively. Yeah. They're putting Cymbalta in the damn water.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brita filter's not going to get that.
Swig a beer for the working man.
Is that something he actually says?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, let's do one of these.
Why do you think you're better than Stone Cold Steve Austin?
He wears a vest with no shirt under it.
That's awesome.
No.
That's fucking awesome.
That's unacceptable. Unless you're Aladdin, that's unacceptable.
No. He wears underwear underneath it.
What? Underneath what?
His vest.
What?
It is underneath.
What are you saying?
He wears his little trunks, his underwear.
Oh, yeah, his little trunks.
Yeah. Sometimes he wears really tight jean shorts as well.
That, you know, I'd respect him more if he did that all the time.
You know what I learned?
I'd respect him the most if one of his balls came out. You know?
Come on.
Let's make it happen, don't Stone
be,
Cone.
Don't be crass. He doesn't wrestle anymore.
Well, he's going to make a return.
He did a couple years ago.
Yeah. And did we see one of his balls? No.
No, but he did drink some El Segundo Broken Skull IPAs in the ring with his brother at the end of the show.
Brother.
It was good.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay, brother.
I enjoyed that match.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Let's talk about Coneheads a little bit more.
So listen, I've got some segments, some new segments to try out, try on for size, okay?
Yeah.
Let me go through them, and then we'll decide which ones to do when. I got one called, tentative title, obviously we pretty much come up with a new name every time, Viewer Reviewer. So I've got a bunch of user reviews from Rotten Tomatoes on movies.
I like that.
That I'm going to read, and you've got to guess what movie it's for.
Yeah, let's do that.
Should I go through the others or just get into that?
Go through the others.
Okay.
That's a leader.
I got a very special edition of Brain War.
Okay.
That's called Fact or Fistin.
Okay.
And I've got a bunch of facts about sex, cocks, and so forth.
Oh.
Some of them are real and some of them are fake, and you got to guess which ones are fake or real. Fact or Fistin. Another possibility is something with word association.
Okay.
Also, News 2, the sequel to The News, where we read real-life headlines and tell the story behind the headlines.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
You know what else I like?
Coneheads?
Beldar.
Right.
I bet they get a lot about Beldar. And Chris Farley. Oh. You know what else is kind of weird about that movie?
What?
Chris Farley's like a mechanic, but he's dating the girl Conehead, and it's unspecified how old he is. I know people looked older then, though, you know what I mean? But she's in high school. He goes to the prom with her, and I don't think he's like 18 or 19. I think he's probably in his 20s.
But do Coneheads have regular ages?
They do some stuff in that movie.
What?
They do some stuff.
But are Coneheads, do they
awfully age forward with that cone?
Do they age the same way?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. I think so.
You know,
I
the chances so. Of their planet having the same day-night cycle as Earth, 24-hour cycle.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking slim.
Well, Beldar.
Maybe she's 200 years old.
She's not, because she's born on Earth.
Oh.
Because okay. When the ship crashes and they're staying in the hotel and they're eating the toilet paper and stuff.
Sure.
Or well, Beldar eats the toilet paper. Yeah. So funny. She tells Beldar that she's with Cone, his wife, and they have a child on Earth.
Does she say that? I'm with Cone?
I'm with Cone, yeah.
Really? Okay.
So every time I see a pregnant woman from now on,
Oh, you're with Cone?
Yeah, and the entire time I was watching Dune last night, every time they showed that baby in that woman's belly,
yeah,
I said, she is with Cone. Anyway.
Okay, you ready? Let's do viewer reviewer.
Yeah.
I'm going to read these reviews. I've only made one change to them.
Okay.
I removed any names that would give away, like names of characters or names of actors.
Okay.
But other than that, it's word for word.
How am I going to guess? Are they like pretty obvious?
There should be obvious enough.
There's clues?
There's clues in them. Okay. Yeah.
Is the clumps in there?
No.
Okay. No. Because I left a glowing review.
Yeah.
Better than the first. I'll say it.
The clump dumpster. That's the new one. This first one does have a potentially problematic word in it. An antiquated word. That could be used in a derogatory fashion. So
what is it?
But I'm just reading it. This is a review from 2015. So it was before the times of the, you know, being nice to people.
Okay.
4 stars. And I don't have a username for this one. Great transvestite film.
Okay. That's the word.
But it doesn't actually explain why he did it. It doesn't beat Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh. Sleepaway Camp?
No.
Ace Ventura?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot there was that.
That's fucked up. Yeah. That doesn't age well.
No, not that.
Can I have another hint?
I thought this one would be too easy. Just think about it. Doesn't beat Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, so it's a Robin Williams movie?
No, but it's very similar in nature.
To Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, like very similar.
Jack? I don't know. I'm trying to flubber.
You're getting there.
So it's like a man dresses as a woman in the movie?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, is it Big Mama's
pretty
House?
Pretty disappointing. Yes.
Okay. All yes. Right. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes. Okay. Good.
There we go.
Big Mama's House.
I got there. I just don't think of it that way. I think of Martin Lawrence as Big Mama.
Right.
You know,
and Mrs. Doubtfire really
he embodies
in a way
Big Mama. It's not like an offensive thing. It's just deep undercover work.
Right. I know. Yeah. You know, he's professional about it.
He's great. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's anything.
Wasn't there some sort of a connection between Mrs. Doubtfire and Big Mama's House?
No.
There definitely was.
I don't know. I've only seen Big Mama's House once. I watched that recently. We're gonna do a commentary on that too.
Yeah.
Big Mama, Huge Mama.
Huge Momo's House. Okay, next one.
Yeah.
4 stars. This is from a really well-named user named Test T.
Okay.
4 stars from November of 2023. So this is a recent one. It's not a recent movie, though. I'll give you that hint.
Okay.
Don't pay attention to the bad reviews. This film is very entertaining and deserves a watch. I saw it on DVD recently, and it reminded me of Forrest Gump, because in this film, Blank is a humble guy who is telling his life story to a radio host, in Blank's case. That's where the similarity ends, though, because Blank's story is much more fun than Forrest's. There are cool cars, hot women, rock music, fun fairs, just to name a few things that feature in Blank's past.
Is it Bubble Boy?
No.
It's not Bubble Boy?
No.
Damn.
The film plays like a road movie with lots of locations and different characters to meet and mostly well-lit daytime scenes. I really like this movie and recommend it. It's very well lit.
It's not Bubble Boy.
Daytime scenes. No, not Bubble Boy. You're so close. I could see that being in a DVD 2-pack with this movie.
Not Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Cool cars, hot women, rock music, fun fairs. I'll throw alligators in there too.
Joe Dirt?
Yep.
Is it Joe Dirt?
Yep. You got it. Good job.
Kid Rock's in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set the boogies, and up jump the boogie. My name is Kid.
Kid baby. Cone.
It's Kid baby. Kid Cone. With the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set the
boogie. Next one.
That's him calling the mothership.
That's how he does it. You think Kid Rock's an outer space alien?
He's not a conehead.
No, I know he's not a conehead. He's not a conehead.
I mean, he's not even a deeply undercover conehead.
No.
Coneheads aren't really known for their subtlety.
I'm pretty sure he's part rat.
He might be.
might have a little bit of manta ray in him too. From, makes them all leathery.
I'm itchy.
Next one is from a name that I can't even pronounce.
Okay.
Half a star. It doesn't make sense. This is horrible. That sick bastard gang are lackey, funny, ugliness, fighting, and disrespectful performance. And this fact, any of worst actor on ever seen before, just stupid person, gang, comedians, actor, or him. That's unprofessional.
Gang movie?
In a way.
It's not the Warriors then.
No. This is a stupid person gang, comedians, actor.
Stupid person gang.
Comedians, actor. A gang of comedians.
Is it Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny?
No. Stupid person gang.
Wild Hogs?
Oh, so close. What's the other one that's the same thing, basically?
Another motorcycle movie?
There might be motorcycles in it. There definitely are motorcycles in it. But it's not primarily a motorcycle movie.
Give me an actor. Not the top billing. We'll do the, is that cool? That's a good way to do I think.
I can do that.
Got to come up with a point system for this.
Yeah. I doubt that you've actually seen it, so I've got to pick somebody who's... Okay. Chris Rock.
Oh, Grown Ups? Two?
Yep. Grown Ups 2.
Norm was in both of those movies, and they cut his scene both times.
That sick bastard gang are lackey, funny, ugliness, fighting, and disrespectful performance.
I've never seen it.
That's unprofessional.
I haven't seen either one of them.
Just stupid person, gang, comedians, actor. So that's good. Next one.
I do like The Wedding Singer, though.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
I like it.
Two stars for this next one. Stylish, but largely incoherent. With blank, chewing the scenery, and I'm assuming ad-libbing most of his lines. One is left with a view of all mass law enforcement as below 80 IQ. Which sadly may be true, but you don't make a movie about dumb.
The Departed?
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was well done. And that was Nicholson chewing the scenery.
Okay.
And I'm assuming ad-libbing most of his lines. No fucking way.
You get your period yet, comedy?
Yeah.
You made that up. That was on the fly.
I doubt it. Isn't Scorsese like usually adamant about sticking to the script?
No.
No,
not always. He lets people improvise, though.
He does?
Like Pesci improvised. Oh, that's the whole, true.
Yeah, Pesci.
Yeah, funny how.
The Pesci?
Yeah.
Get this! Okay, the next one.
I'm not doing it.
We got two left.
How many?
Two. The next one is from Sarfaraz. 1.5 stars. A movie that relies on brutal killings and suffocating state of inmates. Nonetheless, it is better off feff around.
Feff?
Yeah, F-E-F-F. It is better off feff around.
That's a hard one. It's a jail movie?
Suffocating state of inmates. Inmates.
Suffocating state?
Yeah. Mostly inmates and brutal killings are what you need to think about here.
Shawshank?
They're not in a prison. I'll give you that. But they are inmates.
Longest Yard?
No. No, that's a good guess, but no.
Inmates.
It's not a comedy.
They're not in prison, but they're inmates?
Mm-hmm.
Not the Blues Brothers.
Nope. What?
They're inmates at the end.
All right.
But they're in prison, though.
It is better to feff around.
What is feff around? What does that mean?
I have no idea what that means.
F around?
Maybe, but even still, it is better to F around.
Yeah, maybe.
Nonetheless, it is better to F around. I don't know.
I don't know. That's very vague. Kind of an actor? Is it something I'll know?
Yes.
Okay.
I know for a fact that you've seen it more than once.
Coneheads. No. I watched Coneheads 3 times this week.
Let me see who else.
And I'll watch it 3 times next week at least. I got to get some Coneheads art for my living room.
How about I give you a character name?
Okay.
Conrad, the main character's name.
The Condemned.
Yes. How did you figure? You what? Remember that?
It's 316, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course
okay.
I remember that.
You remember his name was Conrad?
Oh, now that you said, I wouldn't have been able to pull that, but now, when you said it, yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, what a good one.
I'm from a small fishing town called Go Fuck Your Mama.
My favorite line. You can't watch that movie and not be a Stone Cold fan. Like, come on.
No, come on. It's not.
Sounds like you had a hard life. Good thing it's over.
No, it was great. It was great, mostly. I mean, like, the rape scenes were a little weird and, like, the racist shit.
Yeah. But I mean, I think they just did it. I mean, it's an edgy movie. You
know? Right.
It's
an
edgy concept.
I know. From what year? 2007?
Something like that. Yeah. I remember seeing it in theaters and dying laughing and the whole audience getting mad at me.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
It is. All the Stone Cold scenes are fucking great. What? That's the best movie he ever did.
What? What? You just kind of have to croak it?
No, you're doing it
like
wrong.
A frog.
You just sound like the guy from The Waterboy.
What? What?
The guy that doesn't say the real weird.
Oh yeah,
Waterboy.
Did you hear that they're making a sequel?
Why?
Wait, was that the one? No, it's Happy Gilmore.
Why?
Because Adam Sandler wants to, and there was another one too. He was doing another sequel. What are his other? Billy Madison. Maybe?
Click.
No, Billy Madison. I think.
Why?
He's just doing a sequel too.
Why?
I think that's the one. Don't quote me on it.
They can't do Billy Madison without Norm.
Oh, they will.
They can't.
It won't be good.
They're like, put fucking Schwartzman in that pool. It's just going to be sad.
Jason?
Huh?
Jason Schwartzman?
No. Nick Schwartzman.
Oh, yeah.
He just got pulled off stage for being drunk a couple weeks ago. Are you going to put him in that pool being Norm?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Final movie.
Okay.
5 stars. It's cringe, and for that I love it. The character are weird, and you start questioning which it's the character you should empathize for. Who is the villain in this movie? It's great, actually, for this point. You keep doubting about the moral of the characters and what drive them to do what they do. You just end the movie confused, but in a good way. Blank is a wow in this movie, and I did not expect something like that. The movie has his problem, but let's be honest, which movie doesn't? Give it a shot. It worthy.
They gave me nothing. I got nothing to work with on that.
Well, you do. Listen, I'll give you the highlights to hone in on.
Coneheads.
Questioning which it's the character you should empathize for. Who's the villain in this movie? Because this is a movie where the main character, it's kind of the villain.
Cable guy?
No. No.
The mask?
No.
Am I close?
Not really. No. I'll say it's very recent, like within the past 4 or 5 years. And I'm trying to think of another way to not give it away.
Dune?
No.
Dune kind of works. Well, Dune 2 does.
That's true, yeah. God, it's really hard to not give it away. It had a sort of auteur of a writer-director, in a way. Not in a good way, but it's takes place in California.
Last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. These aren't good clues.
You saw it here.
I saw it here?
Yeah. It's one of your favorite directors.
It is?
Well, he's one of your favorite people. He's also a musician.
He's a director and a musician?
Yes!
What the fuck?
You're going to lose it when you realize who it is.
I don't know. Give me an actor in the movie or something.
I can't. That'll give it away because there are only a few actors in the movie. It takes place in Hollywood.
It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? No. Only a few people in the movie.
We've watched it twice here. We have our own name for it.
Moose?
Yes. The Fanatic.
Oh, okay.
John Travolta is wow in this movie.
Oh, you said he's one of my favorite directors. That threw me off.
But I said he's one of your favorite people.
He's not, though. Not really.
In a way. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That you should have known that.
Freddie D.
Yeah. Fred Durst.
Kills that lady on the bird bath.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can't talk long. Gotta poo.
Yeah. That's a
classic movie. That's so good. Everybody's got to watch that.
It's beautiful.
Remember when he goes, "It's what dreams are made of."
Yeah.
And he thinks it's an English accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's dressed as the English Bobby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever seen Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see it recently?
No.
It's a great movie. I really love it. Like, I really do. My favorite part's where he goes and he meets Dave Davidson at the restaurant after he tells Drew Barrymore that Dave Davidson's wife is dead. So she'll tell him where he is. And then he shows up at the restaurant and he's dressed as an English Bobby and he puts the drawings on the table. You know?
I don't remember any of that.
It's good stuff. Puts sure. a gun in his mouth.
I'll take your word for it.
You gotta watch it. It's really good stuff. Don't think you're better than Tom Green, all right?
Tom Dane?
Like I said, the interview segments on the show, not that great. But the on the street stuff, nothing compares. Tom Green's still excellent. Undercutter's Pizza, come on. Good stuff. He invented the podcast, all right?
He did?
He kind of had the first podcast, almost. Like, he got that talk show on MTV that got canceled, and then he just started doing a talk show out of his, like, live from his living, like, he set up a studio in his house.
Oh.
And he'd have people come up, and they just go live online, and he'd do a talk show from his house. He did rap battled Exhibit up there.
X?
X to the Z. Exhibit said, wow! So I got them all, 100%.
Yeah, nailed it. So do you want to do...
Brain War.
You want to do that?
Brain War.
Brain War. You feeling like a warrior?
Yeah. I got to hit you with a pop quiz, too. I'm going to do that next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not a pomp quiz.
A pop quiz.
Okay.
This one's a pop quiz.
Pop, I got popcorn.
Hey, we'll see.
Popcorn.
We'll see. Pop quiz. Study up.
So here's what we're going to do on this special Brain War Fact or Fistin' edition.
You got a sound effect for that?
Yeah, I just did it.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I just did it.
I just want to make sure.
You like it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
From what I could, tell.
Yeah.
I don't have the headphones on, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go bald or nothing.
Yeah, I understand.
You what?
Understand.
So here we go. First question. What you're going to do, I'm going to read you a fact about fucking and sucking and so forth.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me whether that is fact or fisting. Okay.
Would put me on the spot here.
How about this?
I didn't know this was a filthy edition.
Dun, 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 dun. The record for the most female orgasms is 134 in 1 hour. 134 nuts. In a row.
That's a lot. That's a lot. 1 hour,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this has to be very... orgasmic woman.
Well, she could also just have a very good device, a wand.
Yeah, but even still, that's a lot. Like, she's got to have, like, that hyper focus.
That's true. So, well, let's break that down. 134 in 1 hour.
That's
so
more than 2 a minute.
That's, yeah.
I don't believe it. Is it true? Is that a fact?
That's a fact. At least according to Soitin Live.
It's a myth is what it is.
It's in some news website.
It's a myth.
I didn't fact check, but I'm gonna believe it because why? You know,
I don't believe
what
it.
What are the stakes, really? What are the stakes? Just believe in it.
This woman was just an anomaly.
Yeah, maybe she couldn't control it.
Maybe. Yeah. What a life. I wouldn't want to be coming always, though. You know.
No.
No.
That would suck.
Then that's not special.
Yeah, and it'd be exhausting.
Yeah.
And very dehydrating.
Yeah. They must have been pumping her full of fluid.
Oh, yeah. She was well.
Not lubed. Like that. Come on. Come on. Don't be gross.
She had an IV.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So how about this one?
Yeah.
A single sperm contains 37.5 megabytes of DNA information.
No.
One ejaculation represents a data transfer of 15,875 gigabytes. Equivalent to the combined capacity of 62 MacBook Pro laptops.
A sperm?
One single sperm.
No. Sperm's not nuclear.
What?
The sperm's not nuclear.
Why would it? What makes you think that it would ever be nuclear?
I just thought
that
was funny.
Nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear
sperm.
Not nuclear. Yeah, nuclear.
Nuclear.
There's no data in sperm.
There is.
There's no data in
cum. And it's fact.
There's no megabytes.
One sperm, 37.5 megabytes.
There's no megabytes.
And then you take that and you think about how many sperms are in one cum shot. It ends up equaling almost 16,000 gigabytes.
I'm not buying it.
It's true.
It's not true.
DNA information. You can map it out in zeros and ones.
No.
That's a fact.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No.
This one I can say for sure is a real deal. It's a true fact.
No, I don't buy it.
Well, okay.
I think the code's wrong.
How about this next one then? Women lay eggs.
Fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. No.
That is a fact.
No,
fiction. It's fisting.
Fisting. Yeah, you got that right.
Fisting.
You got that
right. I know. I learned that. I learned that the hard way.
You
got
to learn from your mistakes.
I learned the hard way. Look, I got to say, Mr. D. Francisco, he made it out like women lay eggs. He said the pretty much.
Yeah, because he wouldn't go into detail because of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't a Catholic school or anything like that.
They have their...
It was just a very... It was a
they
very,
have ties in the government.
It was a very Catholic area.
Yeah. It was a very conservative town.
Not conservative. Oh. Moderate, probably. I'd say moderate. You know, like voted for Reagan, but voted Democrat otherwise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
They liked Reagan because he was in movies.
Yeah.
So.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
I would have voted for Dukakis.
Cock.
But I have integrity, so.
Right.
Unlike my mother.
Did she vote for Reagan?
Yeah.
What a bitch.
She's proud of her vote for Reagan. She's probably voting for Reagan right now in a goddamn dumpster. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you fucking tweet about this, too?
Yeah. Okay. How about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Facial cum shots were outlawed in Germany up until the year 2018.
2018 in Germany. They do poopies on each other, though, in Germany. They do feces stuff.
They get feces?
They get feces. On camera.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. People do that everywhere. I mean, there are weird. There are fuck freaks out there. Big time.
You know what? It's especially a fact. In Germany. Fact.
Fact?
No.
Facial cum shots. Outlawed until 2018, Germany.
Oh, they can't outlaw that. You can't. No, it's fiction.
They can't. I mean, sodomy is still outlawed in the U.S. in certain states. And that's just butt sex.
Well, who enforces it? There's a fucking butt sex police. Who enforces
it's
that?
It's usually added on to some other crime. But it's true. It's still outlawed, technically.
I know.
Give me your final answer.
I know a gay couple that just blow each other. They don't do the butt
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that before.
That's fucking sick. What a life.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
God bless them.
God bless them. It's a fact.
No. That's fish.
I know. I know. Why'd you try to fucking talk me out of it?
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
I got punked on the other one. I knew that. They shit on each other in Germany.
You did say that.
They do feces stuff.
They do get feces.
On camera.
On camera. Yeah, all right. So I'll give you half a point for the feces.
Give me a full point.
Sure, you can have it.
I won.
Next one.
You fucking Philbin'd me. Philbin' the blank.
Okay. A single human male produces enough sperm in 2 weeks to impregnate every fertile woman on the planet.
No. True.
That's true. That's a fact. One human male produces enough sperm in 2 weeks.
We're the American males.
American males. Big cum shots. Next one. Steaming milk into a woman's vagina.
Yeah.
Was commonly practiced for fertility in ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
That's fisting.
That's not.
Okay. That's real.
That's
real.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it says in the hieroglyphs.
You seen that one where they milk?
No, all the hieroglyphs. That's all they say.
That's all they say.
That's all they're talking about.
It's all just one really long story about.
Yep.
About milk steamed pussy.
That's right.
Okay. Then, yeah, in that case, I guess you're right.
I know I'm right.
How about this next one here?
Yeah.
In 26 states, impotence is grounds for divorce.
No.
Final answer.
Yeah.
That's fact.
Well, I feel like that's pretty common.
That was in the year, as of the year 2014, at least.
Oh, I don't know how to read, so.
Oh. Okay. How about this? Yeah. Nearly 1/8 of all anatomical males on Earth have a third testicle.
1/8?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you're right. That's fisting. I mean, yeah, that's fisting.
Yeah. That's not that common.
No, it's pretty rare.
You know what else is rare? Webbed toes.
Yeah.
I got them.
You do. Do you have a third nut?
Not yet.
still growing it?
I'm trying.
How about this?
Yeah.
The longer a man's ring finger is compared to his index finger, the more testosterone he has.
Oh.
Mine are pretty much the same. Does that mean I have no testosterone?
Yeah, mine are pretty close. I think my ring finger is a little bit longer. No, they're about the same.
It depends.
Get a look at that.
How about that? How about this, though?
When I was a kid, me and Michael Zerpolo taught his little brother how to swear.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. Right, but right. His brother, he was probably, I don't know, like 3. And he was trying to put up the middle finger, like he was trying to figure it out. And you have to go like finger by finger to, to do it. And then he'd just go.
He couldn't get it up all the way.
And usually it'd just kind of be like crooked. Like he'd be like very like not confident about
My favorite is like Kid Rock and Eminem when they got the thumb out. Obviously, yeah. Everybody knows that. But I feel like over time, like as the years went on, these fingers went up. Little by little, and then when they were really cool, they started going upside down and shit. So they turned into this.
You gotta bend them a little bit more, though.
Not much.
It's all nook.
Like this.
Yeah, there you go.
Kid Rock ain't nothing to fuck with. I am the bull god, bitch.
Why don't you call the Honky Tonk Fuck Cafe?
They don't exist anymore. Remember
what?
Yeah, they got closed down. There's an annual scat play convention in Washington D.C.
More like Washington feces. Yes.
No.
Oh, come on.
That's fisting.
I doubt it's fisting.
Maybe there is one. Maybe a convention? I know, but I made it
maybe
up.
Maybe not a convention. Yeah. No. Probably not a convention.
At least a meetup.
There's definitely a meetup.
At least a Facebook group.
No.
No? They're off the grid.
There's a club. There's a club that does it underneath the Ioka Theater.
The Ioka.
I heard there was a swingers club down there in the 70s.
Wow. Okay, one more.
Yeah, okay.
The vagina.
Myth.
The vagina and the eye. That's one of my favorite children's books.
Yeah.
The vagina and the eye are self-cleaning organs.
Yeah.
So you don't have to put anything up the passage to clean it.
Yeah.
What?
It's fact.
Yeah, it's fact.
I know.
And the eye.
Yeah, I know.
So.
How do you think pink eye clears up?
That's why the pink eye. You get it? Squirt. You squirt into your eyes to make the pink eye go away.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's it. We're ready to end it.
I've been thinking about ending it for a long time, bud. Long time.
So thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate you. We hope you enjoyed it. I had a fun time. I had a good time. I like these new segments.
Yeah.
And we're going to have more. We're going to keep trying to brainstorm. We're going to do jingles.
We're going to do jingles.
We're going to do jingles. Once we decide on like a core group of, you know, sure thing segments.
We're going to freshen them up.
Yeah.
We're going to get fresh.
We're going to get fresh.
We're pretty fresh as it is. You can always be a little more fresh.
Just don't get rotten.
That's right.
So thanks for listening. Go to our website. What's that?
Coneheads.com.
And go to our website. What's that?
Coolparents.co.
And
.cone.
What's our Instagram?
Coolparents Worldwide.
Access questions on there and stuff.
Yep.
What else?
TikTok.
What's that?
Cool_parents.
Yeah, get on
cool
there.
_parents.
Get on there. Also, I made a VHMS YouTube channel.
You sure did.
That I'm going to just keep releasing clips and fun edits and...
What's VHMS for the people at home?
It's a sort of a video collage, a mixtape of videos that me and Chris Milton add our music, add our own music to, and re-edit, and just make a real weird, trippy, and funny video to watch. But I can't release the whole thing because there's a lot of copyrighted shit in there. Don't tell nobody. But I'm cutting out the parts that I can share online, and they're going up all the time, every couple of days.
Nice.
So it's youtube.com/.
Now, are these copyright?
No. Creative Commons. It's youtube.com/@VHMESS. So.
Nice.
Follow it.
Great plug.
Yeah, plug me up.
Great plug.
And we got a Patreon, too. Yep. And if you join Patreon, you can watch the full VHMS videos because they're in there. Because Patreon don't care about no copyright. They don't care. So you might want to get on there and get a whole bunch of other shit, too. And it's only, there's a new Red Dead video coming soon, too. Patreon.com/CoolParents. That's it. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Cone.
Fuck the world.
Cone home.
Cool Parents.